Welcome to Mammon Audio. Dieter tells us about a memorable caning he received from his mother after disturbing his parents when they were fucking. Dieter writes, I was interested to read the account from Barry about being spanked for walking in on his parents having sex. On your Twitter account, someone remarked that it was slightly unfair for him to be punished as he hadn't been explicitly forbidden to enter the room where the lovemaking was happening. I also received a dose of corporal punishment for seeing my parents at it, but unlike Barry, I have to admit that I fully deserved what I got, as I had always been expressly forbidden from entering my parents' bedroom. It was a private area of the house, in their eyes, and children had no business being there. I was rather more mature than Barry at the time of this tale, 13 rising 14, so not so innocent about the facts of life. We lived in a suburb on the outskirts of the German city of Munich. Dad was an automobile engineer for BMW and we had quite a comfortable, middle-class life. Unlike Barry's experience, mine happened in the evening. I had an exam in the morning and so had retired to my bedroom after dinner. I guess my parents thought that with me with my nose firmly in my school books, it was time for them to have a little fun. Like Barry, a combination of the need to urinate and curiosity got the better of me. After I had finished my pee, I was about to put my penis back in my trousers when I heard sounds coming from my mum and dad's bedroom. I had heard them, at it, before so I knew what it sounded like. As I listened, I became aware that my penis was hardening rapidly in my hand and I began to masturbate. I walked to just outside their door, it was ajar slightly. Then I realized I could see through the crack of the door's hinges, and put my eye up to it. My parents were both naked, Mum was on all fours on the edge of the bed, head down and bottom up, while my father was standing behind her and giving her a really solid fucking. You could hear her wet vagina squelching with each thrust from his dick and she was breathing heavily. I began to masturbate a bit quicker and that was my undoing, for my wonking hand knocked against the door accidentally and it opened substantially more. Dad immediately withdrew and strode to the door, while I frantically tried to put my penis away before he got there. In that, I was not entirely successful, as my zip was still down and the huge bulge in the front of my pants gave away quite clearly what I had been doing. Dieter, what the hell? He began, then just said, go to your room. I did as I was told and got my school books out again. I somehow thought that if I pretended I had been studying all along, the whole thing would be forgotten about or ignored. How naive was I? After what seemed like an age, my door opened and to my surprise it was my mother, not my father, who stood there. In her right hand she carried the cane she had used to beat me ever since I was a small boy. How dare you spy on your father and me? My boy, I'll teach you a lesson you won't soon forget. I tried to say something, but she interrupted. Take off all your clothes. My mouth fell open. Yes, all of them, she insisted. If you are going to watch your mother naked, I surely have the right to see your body. I reluctantly began to strip and when I got to my underpants, I realized that despite my best efforts to think of something else, my erection had not subsided much at all. Mum tapped the tip of my penis with the cane. We'll soon get rid of that. Now, lie down on the bed. This had been the pattern of punishment since I was 7 years old, although I only usually had to lower my underpants for it. I lay face down with my face in my hands. Then she whipped me. Boy, how she whipped me. It was the mother of all beatings from my own mother. The marks lasted for days and I was soon a puddle of tears and snot. I thought it would never end, but of course it did. With a final warning to never do that again, ever, both she and the cane were gone. However, my mother's prediction proved wrong. As much as it had hurt, when she had left the room I put my hand underneath my groin and sure enough, I was still hard as a rock. Like Barry, I have masturbated often about the incident, the only one remotely of its kind in my childhood, I should add. But I never dared to spy again.